This is a CK to Z news update. Last Friday, a public evening event at Hollyhock raised more than $3,000 to support Fairy Creek Forest Defenders, who have been blocking industry since August last year from clear-cutting an invaluable old-growth watershed on Vancouver Island. The senior leadership team at Hollyhock said that the two-hour fundraiser was entirely staff-driven and very much community-supported, with folks being turned away at the door once the space reached its safe capacity of 100 event guests. A lineup of predominantly local musicians, spoken word artists, and presenters all donated their time so that the entirety of proceeds could go directly to the frontline forest defenders, represented by Rainbow Eyes and Glenn Reed, who made a last-minute surprise appearance. The two have been prominent in the fight for the ancient trees and were the evening's guests of honor. They sat down with CK to Z News for an interview the next day. Both cared deeply about the forests of Fairy Creek, which they described as home and sacred, and the coming together of the diverse and numerous people there as magic. Both are cancer survivors, to which they partially credit the inexhaustible, joyful humor they possess, despite the many challenges faced in the 3 months since police enforcement began at the blockades in late May. Rainbow Eyes is of the Denakta Awitlala First Nation and a graduate of the First Nations Stewardship Technicians Training Program through Vancouver Island University, which focuses on environmental protection and leadership.
Where we're at right now, especially with the enforcement of the RCMP, because it's scary, but being together, we're stronger than we ever have been. Where we are as people on the planet is scary, and we don't look at it. We ignore it. We live in a bubble. When we begin to open our eyes to the destruction of ourselves, it opens up a pit of fear that people cannot face. But that's what we have to do as humanity. And it's serious. It's so serious. I'm learning how to say it to get people to open their eyes to the way that we're living. But the balance of it is where, because we see the beauty of Fairy Creek, that's why we're able to fight for it. So once you see the beauty, you understand the importance of fighting for it. Once you see the beauty of Fairy Creek and the old growth, the next step is to see the destruction. It's part of the evolution of it. It's the next step. Oh, it's beautiful. Holy shit, we're destroying it. And look at the way we live. It's just a progression. So it's the step to go into this great shadow that we must enter. A lot of ceremony is being brought to the front lines. And that's something so beautiful and so natural. It's naturally part of the potlatch and life. A lot of Indigenous brothers and sisters are bringing in ceremony, which is beautiful, and song, drumming. And that's something that they're trying to bring in strong, is the ceremony to balance all the violence. And that's how we fight back.
She told the audience at the fundraiser that during one of her four arrests at Fairy Creek, her drum was confiscated and could not be returned to her because it has been charged with mischief and has its own court date. Glenn Reed has been self-employed most of his life, at one point owning a fleet of school buses in Toronto, which functioned as mobile repair shops for school playgrounds around the city. He has been involved in protecting Fairy Creek since close to the start of the blockades.
This is the epicenter of change, Fairy Creek. It is a worldwide change. It's been in the works for 30 years, probably longer, but this is the epicenter for change. It doesn't stop at Fairy Creek. It goes right down the coast, from the top to the bottom, to the boreal forest, to the Amazon.
Zipporah Berman, a well-known Canadian environmental activist, echoed this sentiment on stage at Friday's fundraiser.
Many of the old-growth forests in Fairy Creek, and in fact, I think, across this province, will stay standing because of what happened in Fairy Creek, because of all the ripples out that are already having an impact in people's lives, in who they are, in what they and we will do, but also because change isn't linear. What happened in Clackwit Sound helped protect the Kitlope. It helped protect the Tatshenshini, and years later, it helped protect the Great Bear Rainforest. Because we showed the government and the industry that we weren't going to back down, that we were going to together build power. And that shocked them. in the way that I know they're shocked in Victoria today as a result of what's happened in Fairy Creek. But we need to remember that it's not just what we're doing at this moment. We also stand on the backs of giants, on so many people's hard work for so long, starting with the people whose territory it is, of course. And, you know, in Clackwood, I was very aware that so many of the New Challenth had been fighting to keep these old growth forests standing for so long. It's amazing to me to be here today and see so many people who have been at this for so long. And it pays off. Sometimes it takes a really long time, but it pays off. So what we're seeing in Fairy Creek is about Fairy Creek, but it is also much larger.
As of September 2nd, there have been 839 arrests to date at the Fairy Creek blockades. An RCMP press release from August 30th states that on Saturday, August 28th, 2021, police supported and facilitated the peaceful, lawful, and safe protest actions by approximately 250 people who were permitted up the Granite Mainline Road to a gravel pit. Speeches and other activities took place, and almost all participants left without any issues. At approximately 11 p.m., a group of about 12 to 15 individuals tried to push past a police access control point. Although unsuccessful, they joined a larger group who trampled through an environmentally sensitive area to pass the access control point and gained access to Granite Mainline. One individual was arrested for obstruction when they attempted to start digging a hole in the road. During their arrest, police were obstructed several times. Individuals also swapped out contaminants inside an unsafe trench near a bridge. Officers are continuing to monitor the unstable trench and options are being explored if it continues to be occupied, the statement read. The police continue to remove hard blocks and people occupying them as per the injunction granted to Teal Jones Group, which expires on September 26. The Forestry Corporation has applied for a year-long extension and has been quoted as saying this week, "Without the injunction, anarchy would reign in TFL 46. That's Tree Farm License 46, where they have provincial logging permits. Teal Cedar is accordingly applying to extend the injunction to ensure the rule of law is respected and that Teal Cedar and all those who depend on the forest for their livelihood can continue their lawful work," the statement read. Teal Jones Group could not be reached for comment through their website, nor a previously named media contact. The injunction's extension is being legally challenged by a group of Victoria seniors called Elders for Ancient Trees. Their opposition statement read, "The court will be invited to conclude that the loss of the old growth stand in Fairy Creek would be a tragic loss to the people of British Columbia and to the world." It cited the planet's rising temperature and the summer's weeks of wildfire smoke across the province as testament to the importance of the disappearing old growth, which the forest protection movement has been summarizing with the slogan, "Worth more standing." David Tyndall, a professor in the sociology department at the University of British Columbia, who is viewed as an expert in Canadian environmental movements, believes that the ongoing Fairy Creek blockades have succeeded in raising public awareness and media attention to a level the government has no choice but to address. However, history is still in the making, and the jostle for power in upcoming federal elections, as well as old growth protection policies that may or may not follow, will ultimately decide how much leverage the protests were able to exert. You have been listening to a CKTZ news report, which contained audio excerpts from interviews with forest defenders Rainbow Eyes and Glenn Reed, as well as a speech given by environmental activist Sephora Berman on Friday, August 27th at Hollyhock on Cortez Island.